Jun Universe at Ninja Intuitive Energy Community of Oneness. Excuse me. Thank you for joining. Allow me in your experience participating this co-creating energy of oneness by listening live, archives, requesting energy reading and healing. Hope you're having a wonderful moment in your world. So where I am in this linear time flow is that just getting into reach the point of solstice, winter solstice. What does that mean? It means that longest night in the year. So from this night, a minute night becomes shorter each night, means that day is longer from here. And many are saying that this is the shifting point of the Earth experience. And any of these professionals predicting or sharing their insight input about where we are on Earth, I take it as an information. When it's resonating, and I use it. If it's not resonating, I listen to it and leave it up to the energy. So I highly recommend you to be open, flexible, and then trust in your own knowing. Even for here, receiving that intuitive insight, psychic reading, by blind reading requests that I'm taking from you. And whoever the psychics or intuitives or deliverer are for the information for you, you are the person who supposed to be most knowledgeable about your own life, and you have a power to choose and decide. However, one of these universal flow that people are really paying attention about this information on particular day, it doesn't need to be the solstice, any of other occasions, then energy moves. It's number game. How the energy moves is according to the attention we are given. So more we give our attention to, the energy flows towards that. And one person doing it, or 10 people, or 100, or 1,000, or millions, the energy magnifies. That's the human power that we can use consciously or unconsciously, being used by unwanted situation perhaps. So idea is to become aware of it, what we can do with it, and then navigate that energy within and around in the most refining resonance to what we would like to experience. So that's the game plan on Earth. And then here we are at getting into the winter time. But I personally am so glad to know that longest night is tonight, and then daylight is becoming longer. Me as an June universe, born in June, is one of the longest daytime in the year. So I think I love that season around my birth month. And opposite sign right now in December is sort of quite far away from my birth point, but turning point, returning back to that journey in a sense. That's what I'm feeling right now. And generally, energy around me is quite crispy and changing since the last 24 hours already. Noticing some newness, new flow, new happening, quite different from previous days or weeks. It started to show up. Perhaps it's reflecting the eclipse energy that we already have, lunar eclipse and solar eclipse this month so far. And then this is the solstice. And then again, the Western countries, the holiday seasons, it's on in conjunction with the virus's challenges. So this year is really like encouraging us to go within, deep within, with the longest night, use this momentum to redirect more fully, deeply, aligned to your heart of Dhammata. That's what I highly recommend you to work on yourself. Today's focus I like to give is the ending is the beginning of new. Ending is the beginning of new. So we are ending tonight, the longest night, and then beginning of new, more and more increasing that light to our everyday creation. So first off, we like to connect each part of us, what we are thinking, what we are sensing, what we are feeling here now at this present moment in your body, connecting together oneness we are co-creating by simply deep breath from the nose, doing it 3 times and intaking all the fresh air from the nose into the throat, lungs, and stomach, and then circulate new energy, entire body, and then let that out slowly. With no longer serving everything, everything belonging to the past, the end, wanna let go. We do this 3 times as usual, and then just observe, connect to your observer self, allow the observer yourself, observer self to notify your mind, what you are thinking is the connecting to the past, or thinking about tomorrow, or the future, or next year, or you know, what you are feeling, the feeling of excitement for tomorrow, or what happened just recently. Just notice where you are, the past or the future. We are bilocated here now, so just acknowledge that. No need to engage into it. When we inhale in and air coming in, and you notice here, bilocated point that you are, which part of you is which way connecting, and adjusting it into here now as one perfect aligned beingness at 0 point. That's the mindfulness state. So let's do that. Let my voice guide your attention. Energy moves where attention is given. So allow my voice guide your attention. And together we breathe in from the nose. Go to 3. Which part of your body is getting your attention My left shoulder is definitely getting my attention. How about you? Your legs or arms or necks, or just pay attention. One more time. Inhaling from the nose. Go. Two. Three. One more time. This time, let us use our vocal saying out when we exhale in all the energy no longer needed from our beingness. Ready? Let's go. Thank you for joining conscious breathing exercise, being current. Here now, this is your universe. How you feel? Wow, my shoulders are really getting my attention. I need to stretch my body a little bit, loosen up, perhaps. So that we have another 2 minutes and 40 seconds. So I would like to carry perhaps over this today's focus to the next segment. If you're listening from Spreaker and other platform that your favorite podcast platform, and please check the description for the link that I'm gonna post. Then you can join for the second segment when I need to carry over this topic, okay? It's the 2 minute, and I just want to make it, All right, so definitely I'm going to carry over. So ending is the beginning of new. This is the package as the always something we start and then something definitely ends, and beginning and ending is as in a package. Born and death is the package that's equal to everything on our earth experience, and graduation, death, then that gives a new energy, born energy. And here is the wonderful opportunity for the equal day and night solstice to end in something for the new beginning again. So what do you want to end? Period. What you allow new. Pay attention to your deepest needs in this darkest dark night of solstice. This is June Universe. I like to carry over and channeling this energy at the second segment. Please come join me and click the link from the description. I see you there. Until then, all my love and healing. Welcome back. So the channeling of this energy ending is the beginning of new. It's the automatic. When the door closes and then the other door opens. When we feel like never ending, that's one way to look at. But always starting something, always ending. How are you going to take it as a new or the end? It's totally up to you. However, the universal flow and many of the attention is beginning and ending. That is the larger energy, collective energy is influencing us if we are aware of it or not. Idea is to use that collective energy and flow wisely on your side. So it's totally up to you to choose what to end and to what to beginning. And ending is always sad. Any kind of ending, that is actually interesting emotion that we are so attached to. Something feels like taking away. Even that repeating on and on and on that last class, that even if you didn't like much, and then it's kind of sad to know that it's no longer happening as we dedicated or participated or being part of. Even to watching the series of shows, you know, the episode 1 to episode 100, and then getting into a close to the end, it's like we are so being part of that story, episode, repeating on and on. And then it's sad knowing that it's going to be end. That's a human nature. And ending is something new can be taken that place or space, your energy. What do we want to have is wholehearted experience, love, abundance, joy, peace, happy, exciting, expanding. So that life's juice, more nurturing your souls and spirit and your human life experience on earth is available. And then it's up to your choice to change, be open to that idea of there's another way to choose, experience. Let us be open to that newness. Even if we are unsure about exactly, specifically, but we can feel the feeling of we are experiencing unknown yet excitement as a new reality. Remove that no longer serving ending. As a funeral, grief, appreciation, thankfulness, all the memories to embrace, lessons to take with, laughter to take with. And then one or more step closer to what we would like to invite in. This is a perfect opportunity of the year to begin anew. Ending is the beginning of new reality. This is June Universe. Okay, so would like to go move into the intuitive reading. Today's focus also from the life path. And listener, you please choose the feeling that you like to experience, feel with you with this together energy. What kind of feeling that you like to experience? I am wanting to feel energized. Energized. How about you? It would be nice, kind, or peace, or ease, or open, loving. They're all good, you know? Feeling sexy. That's fantastic, too. So choose what you would like to experience, and then feel the feel with all the senses and embracing it as if already experiencing fully that feeling. And then imagine that when I say, see you next time, and then you feel fulfilled with that feeling. Okay, so do you pick that emotion word? Mine was, what was it? Yeah, energized. That's for me. Okay, so then please send that good thought to the energy reading request as if they are experiencing in their perfect way, and connect our together oneness energy, and send the good thought. Allow you to be in the use of universal energy return system. So when you send a good thought coming back to you to help you embodying the chosen feeling. So first of all, you must choose your ideal feeling. That's the essence, beginning, and then send it, and then getting the energy returning to that chosen feeling. That's how it works. And thank you always for joining and co-creating this oneness, because we need each other to be part of this oneness energy. Unless otherwise, we are unable to be part of that group energy. And I truly appreciate your participation. Okay, that first one is I would like to set the timer and sip a tea. Is a black cat. Black cat. Here's the black cat. 3 minutes. Okay. I'm getting the sense of there's a playfulness about this particular black cat matter, and at the same time, you are very cautious about what would be a good next step, and or really curious about the signs brought by synchronicity to take it as an opportunity and play with it, and perhaps this will take you to the ideal shortcut, even to reaching the goal. I'm having a sense something to do with a book of knowledge and the creativity in the very refined way, and making a nice balance of your ideas and thought composed already from the previous work. I have a strong sense that the center of that is the something business or money related matters is there, and almost connecting as a one piece of art to refine as on a total package. I'm getting the sense that 2021 will be the golden year for this particular black cat situation. Make it as an five pieces, and one is already started. So it's like a four season plus one means that this is the great time to start as an could be a jumping, but go for it. I think there is a solidity to jump and even to reach that unexpected responses. That can be the energetic support strengthening the original plan that you paid for. Avoidance for do nothing is the most danger I'm seeing here. So be ready to catch the fly or catch the bug or catch the butterfly or any kind of sign to experiment anyhow to see what is good before judging it. So make it as an playful game to catch seven items by synchronicity and then see how it transform and give yourself a time frame as in a 7 day, 7 week, 17 day, 7-0 day to make it as in a new pace to allow yourself grow with the flow of this leap. Good luck. This is Black Cat category of life path. This is a playfulness energy. It's very promising. Okay. The next one is the maple. Maple. Okay. Something about this maple you initiated sometimes around September. And expected to get the results sooner than factuality that now you experience. Just a reminder that universal delay is not reject, and be hopeful and open to that idea, and at the same time, do things differently, remaining open to the possibility. I'm having a sense that something holy about this particular maple things, and someone went to the other side could be guiding. So pay attention to dream sleep state. Perhaps showing up as a sign when you wake up in the morning. So get your pen and paper ready to write that down for ideal to get some insight, inspiration from that person. I feel that someone from the family member already went the other side, or someone you really admired when you are both in Earth experience. I'm having the sense that red feather is a sign to pay attention to for particular this season, new beginning as on a symbol. That will help grounding and help you remain to the goal on the right track. Effectiveness is coming from dedication one by one with the constant focus repeatedly. And I think you are getting that really well, and keep it going until you get the destination. That's the journey. And never give up. When it gets tougher, slow down. Never stop. And you're going to eventually get there. So be open, honest to yourself. Remove that idea of shortcut or giving up. And rejuvenate, recover, slow down, and move on. That's the game plan for Maple. I'm sending lots of love and healing to your creation. Good luck. Thanks for your request. Okay. The incense is getting so smoky here that let me sip my tea. Okay. So here is the next one. Mask. Here is the 3-minute mask. Okay, I got the sense that peppermint flesh color, very light and minty, pastel light, almost like lemon lime minty, reminds me of the fresh summer. Sometimes in July. On the other hand, currently I feel the darkest dark and cold ocean side. It looks like hopeless. And what happened to this minty flavor that was there around July? So getting this contrast is absolutely different flavor and different part of this particular mask. That is an interesting contrast that you put the masks on or off. Which is the authentic self and which needs to be covered? So that's the question. And the reality I'm seeing is that both are part of you. And what you prefer is to choose the most aligned to the world around you and your heart of the matter. The both minty and the darkness is part of you. So blend the two. It doesn't need to be this or this, but blend and find another you that most represents both essences and to easily connect to the world around you. I have a sense that pink feminine energy raising up. And very baby pink, almost off-white color, like almost like wedding-ish, feminine. But there is an knowledge and wisdom and strong power behind or underneath of this baby pink. That's you and your dedication and commitment to this particular mask situation. So be confident about to create the new self and ideally openly owning your both end and then come up with this brand new baby pink as an awaiting new beginning. Good luck. This is the mask category of life path. I feel very excited, chills when I'm reading this energy mask. Okay, the last one is clip. Clip. Here is the clip. Okay, this particular clip situation seems to be unstable, really. Like you feel uncomfortable, always unstable, and frustrate you kind of However, actually, it's got the enough size and the stability. However, the material itself might be quite light for serving your purpose. So you may want to change the material, or you may want to change the purpose expectation to have this clip serve your needs. Maybe little smaller pieces, or break that down your expectation into a one by one, and then it's chewable with this clippable for this particular matter of this clip. I think it's serving the purpose currently, but you expect it more, so it's kind of a disappointment every time you connect to this clip situation. And this has been a long wanted to get to your experience situation, and then you finally get it around this year, around June, and then also a couple months ago, like October, so before summer basically, and then they're in this before winter time. And these opportunities are giving you more flexibility and power, but you're still not so satisfied, you know. And this is actually the life itself. And then find when you get it, and then you can define the needs meeting creation. So you are getting there. It's not that useless, so a choice was not so good, but you are moving forward in. And here another adjustment is to make it more value, perhaps that are more than you expected. I get the sense that be creative and keep searching, keep dedicating, keep refining until you feel like more comfortable. Don't even need to think about this clip situation. Has become natural part of you. That's the sign that you became that you, as you chosen more than the person you chose to be capable about. Good luck. I'm sending lots of love and healing to your creation. This is Clip category of Life Path. You can also request your personal intuitive blind reading by sending me a private message over Facebook, Twitter at June Universe. One word, J-U-N-E Universe, June Universe. Choosing one symbol representing your life's curious matter, not someone else's, but yours. And then let me know what that symbol represents. Is that about love life or relationship or career? That will help me to read the energy around the chosen symbol and deliver as an insight useful for your actual bettering. If it's resonating, take it. It's free. I normally charge for client for the 1 hour private session, but here is the community service, and you are helping us to connect as one energy. So thank you for the opportunity, and it's free, yours. If it's not resonating, please do not take it, because I want you to believe in yourself, and I respect that. So when you feel that it's not resonating, and then that information will help you get closer to what you are looking for. Either way, it will be fine. And thank you for joining this co-creative energy of oneness. We need one another to be part of this something larger than what we can create individually together. So how's your feeling embodiment? Do you remember what feeling you chose today? Mine is energized, I think I'm energized. As to closing today's gathering, I would like to offer you to take a long, deep breath together. And just inhaling all the energy, air around you, resonating to your chosen feeling, mine is energized, and then taking all the energizing energy, your chosen emotional feeling energy, and showering and taking inside of your body and then circulate it entirely, and then let that out slowly from the mouth to close oneness energy together. Ready? Counting 3, 1 from the nose, go 2, 3. Hold it. Keep it. And exhale. Thank you. This is June Universe. I see you next time. Until then, oh my love. And healing to your heart.